Thursday the 24th of December, Zion Teves, Rabbi Yitzhak Hirsch, Lessons from Parshas Vayigash.
It might seem a long time ago, but this past Shabbos was Zois Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, and the Mefarshim explained that Zois Chanukah is the final Gemar HaChasima from the Yemei HaDin, Toshi and Ayin. But just as we think that we are finally finished, and Baruch Hashem we have successfully passed the Yemei HaDin, comes along a medrash, a babusta medrash in this week's parsha, and tells us, sends us another chilling reminder that all of us annually and Achamei Be'esim will have to give din v'cheshbon. The pasuk in this week's sedra says as follows: Pasuk Gimel, V'yoyim Yosef Elechov. Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oid Obi Choy. Is my father Yaakov still alive? They couldn't answer him because they were so shocked. The Medrash Rabba says the following Medrash, a Babusta Medrash, says the Medrash, what's pshat? Yosef Ktanon Shal Shvotim Hoya, Yosef was the youngest of all the brothers. The brothers could not stand the teichocha that Yosef had given them. Hadohu dechsev, that's what the pasuk means. Velo yochlo echov lanu soysoy kinivalu miponov. Zok the medesh kol shekein, likashiyoba kadesh bochu, v'yachiach l'chol echad v'echad, l'fi ma shehu. The Eibishter will come and give musa to every person, shenema, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim Kapitul Nun, oichichacho v'echol leinecho. But we have to understand a few questions in the Medrash, which we'll try and explain. Firstly, we have to understand, where in the words, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Ovichoy, licked a Musa? Where's that Musa? Also, Bechlal, what's the difference between Yom HaDin and Yom HaTeichecha? And if there is Teichecha, which means Musa Lech'oira, the Musa comes before the Din. First there's Musa, and then comes the Psa. Also, we have to understand, what does it mean, Lefi Ma'ashehu? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'machiach kol echad echad lefi mashu. What does it mean lefi mashu? And what's the raya from the pasuk in Tehillim? Before we see the medrash, let's just see the pasuk again inside. And the pasuk itself is quite hard to understand. Ha'oid ovichoy Yosef says. L'choyre, the Velt asked. Everyone knows. Yeah, and Yosef Zichra understood that Yehud has been arguing the whole time to let himself stay instead of Binyamin. Why? All because of the time of Tzar Oviv. It's for sure that Yaakov was alive. And also, we don't find that Yehuda answered this question. But Yehuda never answers this question. Why? So I saw the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, he gives a piece of advice. If anyone has a friend, he has someone he knows, and he sees that he's not going on the Derech HaYosha, he's going on a derech toya, not the right way. How can one go and tell this person, make him realize that he himself should realize from his own das that he needs to change ways? How does one do that? Says the Beis Halevi, if you'll go up to him and say you know what you're doing is wrong, he'll find 100 million ways to try and be matzdik and say everything that I'm doing, even though it doesn't look right, but with his own negias, he will say it's a shem shemayim. The way to show a person is, if you ask the person, you know what, your friend Reuven did such and such, do you think that's right? And most times the person will judge him, b'chol choy mehadin. He will say, no, it's definitely not right. But when it comes to me, it's different. Says the Beis Halevi, if you show him and you make the person own up, that mahalach of the other person is not right, and then you explain to him that you should know what you're doing is very similar, if he hasn't got the gaiva, he will understand and he will realize and he'll be choyza. The derech of the Beis Halevi is what Yosef used to be machiach the brothers. With that Yosef demanded that the brothers should bring down Binyamin and should leave Binyamin there with him. And the whole alila of the gaviyah and the whole story, the idea was and the goal was that he should cause the brothers and Yehuda to speak with emotion and with tzar on the great tragedy that will occur if Binyamin is not returned to the father Yaakov Avinu. Yehuda himself, who gave the Eitzah to sell Yosef, Yehuda said the following words, V'ata kavoy el av techovi, V'ana einenu itonu, if Binyamin will be with us, V'nafshay kshura v'nafshay, V'hoyo k'roysay k'eina anav omeis, Ad k'dei misa mamash. Yehuda himself said words that showed the emotion and the grace of Tzar that he would have and his father would have if Binyamin stayed with them. When Yosef heard these words, Yosef understood now is the time to say the following sentence. Ani Yosef ha'oid avichoy. What Yosef meant to say was that you yourself had just spoken on the grace of Tzar of the father Yaakov, if I would leave Binyamin here. And you were accusing me that I was going to cause that Tzar and Yisurim ad kdei misa mamash. Why, Bazoi, when it came to the Mechira, and you made a psak to sell me or to do whatever you decided to do with me, why did you not take my father into consideration? Why didn't you at least bring him into the psak? Go and ask Yaakov, is this the right psak? He's also an Egeya. You've just said yourselves the emotional, that would happen with Yaakov if Binyamin would have stayed. According to this, we can understand that Ha'oid Avichoy was the guest of Teichocha, because Yosef showed the brothers that they themselves had a stira in their hisnagas. That was the guest of Teichocha that Yosef could have showed them. There was no answer. He wasn't waiting for an answer. The question stayed the question. Now we can also understand Oilonu Mi'im Adin, Oilonu Mi'im Atecheicha. Because in Dinei Shemayim, it is very similar. It's bavus that the way Shemayim Paskin, when they want to look at a case, how do we judge this person, they give that person the same situation by someone else, and they let that man judge that case. According to how he will judge his chava, that's how Shemayim will judge him. That's what it means. Oilonu Mi'im Adin, Oilonu Mi'im Atecheicha. The din is the din that was judged by the person himself. Afterwards comes the techecha according to that din. That's what it means. Yochiach l'chol echad ve'echad lefi mashehu. Lefi mashehu, according to his own psak. That's how the techecha will occur. That's pshat in the pasuk. Yochiach ve'echad le'inecha. The judgment will be according to your own eyes. How did you judge Yenem? That's how the psak. That's how the din is in Din Shemayim. The Sefer Lekach Tov is Moisif, and he says that Lefi Mashehu doesn't have to be always the Shemayim will make sure that you have a judgment by someone else, but Shemayim can also judge stilus in the person's own hisnagas. And if Cholila a person is Moli stilus, that can block any Mamlitzei Tov on him when it comes to the Meadin. And he brings the Dugma a ma'aser with Eliyahu HaNavi, and I'll say it in short. It's brought in Tana Debe Eliyahu. Pam achas yisim halach mimokim mokim. I was going from place to place, Eliyahu HaNavi says. Mutzot umutzoni odom echot. A person found me, shalhoi boi loy mitka v'loy mishnah. A person in Amoritz, he didn't have any Torah. Omati loy v'niha, mo'at mo'yishiv lo v'icho sheba shemayim loy madin. After me'ev esim, what are you going to answer? No Torah, no nothing. Omele Rebbe, bino v'das loy nostun imen ha'shemayim she'ekub eshna. They never gave me das in order to learn Torah. Omati loy ma'im alachtcho. So Eliyahu HaNavi asked him, what do you do for a business, for work? Omele tzayet ani, I go fishing. I'm a fisherman. Omati li bni, mi lemetcho, who taught you, v'omele cho shetovi pishton v'tageu, who taught you how to bring pishton flax and sow it and make nets? Olahal is dogim and eolman, to go into the right place and take the right fish and then go and sell it. Who gave it to you? So he answered, Omali Rebbe, no, b'zeh nosneli bino deyem neshmaim. For that they did give me das. Omati loy oy bazoi, ma'adach they gave you das for all that. Edevei Torah, shekosubo, kekoi velecha adobam oid, beficha vavobcha la'asoy seylo, nosnel cho bino deyem neshmaim. They sicha gave you das for that as well. Why? Because the Torah says, koi velecha, it's koi to everyone. Oy bazoi, the person who heard this, miyad heirim koi loy boichum sanech. He talk got very upset, he realized that he had a steer and his own isnagas. But listen to the answer of Eliyahu HaNavi. Amati loy bni, al yeira lecho. Don't feel bad. Elo kol shav bnei odom, bo oilom, Meshiv and Tshuva Zu Aloy Sehini and Shem Esukim Boy. Most other people would answer the same thing. No, boss. You answered that you've got das for fishermen. Other people would answer they've got das only for what their work is. Aval Masei and Machichin Aleh. Eliyahu Novi's word says the Lekach Toiv is like a measuring instrument in day-to-day life. If a person comes up, there's either a mitzvah he has to do, or an aveir which he thinks is the Shem Shemayim. The measuring instrument is, would I use the same excuse when it comes to my own guf? Would I use the same excuse? If the excuse is good enough for Gashmis, then it's good enough for Ruchnias as well. Comes out that Yosef was Mechiach, Yehuda and Eshiv Tekor, with a very, very strong Loshem. It's a Moedek, a strong Musa that Yosef had given. And it says in the Medrash even stronger that Yosef had told Yehuda, when Yehuda said, I'm the Oreb for Binyamin, so he answered Yosef, and he said, why? Why didn't you do that to your brother? Why didn't you take Arvas then? But we have to understand, Yosef wasn't scared to say such strong words to the brothers. We see in the Medrash just an example of the strength of Yehuda. It says in the Medrash in the beginning, "V'yigash Eilav Yehuda, Yehuda imahagosh shlemuchama." Omer b'chonim, "B'shor sheYehuda malechem." At the time that Yehuda got angry, "Hoyasaris liboy boikos keilav yoytzes." The hairs of his chest used to come through the clothes. "V'yinoisin ashoshes shel bazel zechpiv." He would put these ashoshes of bazel in his mouth. "Moitzi af kavak." It would come out like dust from the chema, from the anger. "Oy bazoy Yosef." Was he not scared to be matia such musa? Such a Musa into the brother, especially Yehuda. So Asub Shon Shvadron, he says in his Sefer HaTorah, Moedek Avot, he says that Yosef HaTzadik, he knew his brothers very, very well, and he knew that even though his brothers had Moedek Gvura, but above all that, they had a Bikush, they wanted always to be Emes and Yashar. And Yosef knew if he speaks to them words of Yashkus, of Emes, even though it's Tidvai, it hurt, Oba, that will overcome the physical gvura that they have. And I'd like to just bring one or two cases where we see how the yashus of the brothers, we should never forget, the bikush for emes, we could see in the cases that is brought in this week's sedra and last week's sedra. Last week's sedra, as soon as Yosef accused them of being meraglim, state bezois tibochenu, so Yosef tells them, you should leave here, then go and bring Binyamin, then I'll know you're not miracle. What do they answer? Aval Hashemim anachnu, al kebo aleinu atzor azois. L'chor etzapele. Well, they were scared from one shalit. These 10 geboirim, they could have showed exactly who's boss. And again, the pachad is gone, and that's it. What did they have to start? As soon as they were accused, straight away, aval Hashemim anachnu. Says Reb Sholem, Yosef knew that the Shiv Tekor had koyach ha-gvura that the Eibshter gave to them more than any other person. But me'al that, they had the koyach ha-tzedek and yashrus. They had this need to prove themselves right. And if they were accused now of coming in 10 different ways to be meraglim, they weren't going to show who's boss by gvura. They wanted to prove themselves right. Because they knew that if not, then they would be accused of not being emistic. They wanted to show their yashus. Yosef, who knew that Midas HaEmes, also used that to make them come back to Mitzrayim afterwards. Because he made sure that each one of them had the Kesef Amtachton, and he knew that they would feel each one has to come and give this Kesef back. They not to be accused of being Ganovim. And we see in the Yalkut Shemoini also such a riot. The Yalkut Shemoini says that when Yosef sent the Becher the second time and put it in Binyamin, Yalkut Shemoini says like this, they didn't go far. But Yosef Omer Ashal Beis. Yosef said to the one appointed on his house, "Kum Gedoyf Achranoshim. Go and run after the people. Be Sakto. Omar Tolem, and he should tell them, Loma Shelamtem Roat Avstoyva. Why were you Kfuyet Toyva? Omar said Yosef, Im Yisrach Kum Menair. If they will be far from the town, Afilu Mel Echot Enkol Beri Yecholel Asilam. Kum Gedoyf Achranoshim Boich Sheimas Kachalem. Go quickly, whilst the aim or the fright of the villagers is still on them." First of all, what? In the first mill, it says that's when they've got pachat. One after the mill, there's no pachat. In the mill, there is pachat. That's why you have to catch them before the mill. And also, why did the brothers come back to Mitzrayim? They could have told the person, listen, last time we also found kesef in our bags, and we found out that someone had put it there. Now, we know, they knew that Binyamin hadn't taken it, no one had taken it, no boss, it's an alila. They could have said, listen, I'm sorry, take it back, and we're going further. What forced them into coming back to Mitzrayim? Now the chokhmah of Yosef was, as we said before, Yosef knew that the brothers, more than anything, had the midah of yashrus. They wanted to show themselves as being emistic people. They didn't want to show that village that they had stayed, for those that stay in Mitzrayim, that they were kfuye toiva, and they went out like ganovim in the middle of the night. They wanted to show that this maisa is not true. And that's what it means, emas krach aleim. It doesn't mean the anshir krach. They weren't scared from the anoshim from the krach. Emas krach, they wanted to prove to that krach that no, we are not kfuye toiva. We were not ganovim in the middle of the night. And Yosef knew they would be forced to showing that because of the midas of emes, which was misgabah on any other gevura that the brothers had. So that's why they all came back to need to prove a point, and they wanted to show exactly sinish emes. Comes out that Yosef used the midah of emes and Yosha kedei to have the brothers come back, and Yosef knew very well what the midah of emes the brothers had. Oy bazoi, we can now start to imagine and think to ourselves, 22 years, these brothers who wanted emes, all they wanted the whole time was la'av d'chav emes, and they had 22 years of being mefash mishpa ma'aseim. They had so many years. Just imagine, says Reb Sholem, just imagine how does it look, Yom Kippur, by, for example, the Bes Medrash of the Arizal. It was Yadua, the Ari had many great people in his Bes Medrash. The Ari was on one side, and the Beis Yosef on the other side, the Al-Sheikh, the Harid, and Reb Shleim Al-Kabetz from Chodoydi. A lot of Goyser Bali Tresin, Penikula Venista, Mamash HaPachad on Kol Nidim, keep a healthy look. Then we can take imagination just a bit further and imagine Beis Medrash with Yitzchok, Yaakov, the Shifte Kor, who's years and years, according to some Shittas, Yitzchok was alive by the Mechira. And years and years go past with Goyser, with big days, Roshoni and Kippur, and Stam Tzadikim, or Mepharshim Shemaaseim, Chol Yoyim, Kol Shkein, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shchodesh, it goes so many years, and they didn't find any chait in what they did. And now they find themselves standing in front of Yosef, and they see a small toz, a small stira in the Onis Nagas, Nishkan Pele, Chazal say, Pocha Nishmosom. And on that, Chazal say, Oilonum Yoyim Adin, Oilonum Yoyim Atechecho. The busha of a kleiner toz lifnei only a boss of Adam was so great that pochen ishmosom oilonu that afterwards chalila if someone has a toz of even more than 22 years and in front of Melech Malchi Amloch and the busha is terrible. Reb Sholem I saw his master a different pshat the difference between din and techecha. He says a moshel if someone's in the middle in the street and he loses something, it's dark at night and he wants to look for it, it's something a precious belonging. But the problem is it's time of war, and the din in the war is that you're not allowed to put on a light, otherwise the enemies can see you. But he's desperate, and he takes a match out and he lights it. And then the match finishes, and he's looking for something to light, and he finds some piece of paper in his pocket, he takes it out, and he continues to light it, and he's looking for it. In the meantime, a soldier comes, arrests him, that he's breaking the rules of war. And he gets taken to the judge, and the judge says, listen, you broke the rules, you've got a knas of such and such amount. And he says, listen, I was looking for my thing, but I have to pay a knas. But say that he knows that in his pocket, he remembers he's got money, takes in his pocket, and then he realizes that by mistake, what he lit then in the middle of the night was that note that he had to pay the knas. If you just imagine the grace of tzar this person has, that with his own hands, he burnt up the money that he would have had to pay up this knas, the tzar is gefährlich. So he says, Reb Sholem, the same thing is, that a person comes after to Olam Habo, and he sees that they tell him, no, there's nothing left. And then they tell him, but you should know that, you know how you got rid of the Olam Habo? You burnt it up yourself. You were looking for the Avedis in Olam Hazeh, the small things in Olam Hazeh. Whilst you were looking, you were burning the Olam Habo. The tzar is terrible. That's where he says the Yom Adin, Yom Atochecha. Yom Adin, that's the Psak Din. Afterwards, the Techecha is like a Yom Arichta. Kolzman, there's no kapara. The person himself is telling himself, Musa, Oy Vey, how could I, with my own hands, have burnt up this Olam Abo? That's the Yom Adin and Yom Atochecha. So at Kan, what have we said? We've said that the Emes and Yoshev, the brothers, for 22 years, they had looked for Emes and they didn't find it. Oh, but now they found the Emes. So Beitzach the Kasha, what happened now? It's true that we know that 22 years was the Gzela. But what happened now that Yehuda and the brothers were Zoycha to see the Emes? It could have been that Yosef just turns up 22 years. Oh, but there was more than that. They were Zoycha now to see an Emes and see the contradiction in their Psak. Why? What happened now? So I saw Moed the Kepshat, the first Pasuk in the Pasha, V'Yigash Eilav Yehuda. We see this Pshat in the Pasuk. Pashtus, Pasha Pshat is, V'Yigash Eilav Yehuda, V'Yom Epi Adoni, Dabon Avtuch Adov Bosne, Adoni Yosef started to speak Yehuda started to speak to Yosef, and he started to say Divrei Pius. But we see in the Medrash says as follows, V'Yigash Eilav Yehuda, Oymen Chazal, Hagosha Le Pius, Le Tfilo Ol Melchoma. So Mechoma we know, and Pius we know, he starts to say, Biadoini Dabon Abdecho, Zogta, the Chsam Seifer, what's Pshat in Tefillah? Tefillah and Pius, Rechor is the same thing. Says the Chsam Seifer, and it's a Yesod that Chsam Seifer uses in a few places, Nevi'e Hashem medabrim im HaMelech, Umechavnim gam klapim ala. Nevi'e Hashem can speak to Abbas of Adon, and they also have Kavona klapit HaEibishter. And that's what it means, Biadoini, he was meaning Adoini to Yosef, and Adoini to the Melech Malchem Lochem. And I saw the Nesil Shonim is a bit marich in this post, and he explains like this, V'yigash Eilov Yehuda, besides the Eilov to Yosef, Eilov means Lekeil Elyon. Biadoini, what does it mean Biadoini? It's Yodoh HaChazal, Ein Oindun Lespalel, Elo Mitrich Koyved Rosh. Koyved Rosh means Yerushmayim, and with a pachad and an emo. Oh, but we can learn Kovid Roish in another oifen. Roish is referring to the Eibishter, the Roish Roish in the whole Dover. One has to daven, if one is an Ace Tzorah, if one davens for one's own relief, then, Cholila, if there's Keturgim, one hasn't got much chance. Oh, but if one davens mitrich Kovid Roish, in every year there's a Chelek Elokam Imal, if one davens because that Chelek Elokam Imal also has Tzah. If you daven with that in Zin, then you have a chance of being successful. Because it says, B'chol Tzorosum Lo Yitzor, and it says, Imo Enoichi V'tzorah, the Tzah of the Shechina, the Tzah of the Neshoma, the Chelek Elokam Imal is just as, and if not more, than the person's Kufnius Dika Tzah. Says Yehuda, Bi Adoini, in me, Adoini is part of the Eibishter, the Chelek Elokam Imal. And just because of that Chelek Olam Kami Mal, I daven to the Eibishter should save me from this Maisa with Binyamin. Says the Pasuk further, Yidabeno Avdecho Tovo Ba'ozne Adoin. Pasuk Pshat, it says in Tehillim, Tfilo Le'onich Yachri V'lefnei Hashem Yishper Sichri. The Moshel goes, Bavus the Moshel, the Melech says to his all his people in the land, and he said, listen, it's going to be Yom Simcha. Everyone is allowed to ask what he wants. And everyone comes to ask their personal demands. And one person comes and says, I enjoy just being with the Melech. Let me just have a year that every day, three times a day, I can enjoy the company of the Melech. And the Melech was so impressed that he opened up all the oitzes. Tvila lo nichiyatu. What's the tvila? Lifnei Hashem yishbech sichoi. I should just be able to discuss and be shofeach siach by the Eibishter. Yidaveno Avdecho Tova Ba'ozne Adoini. Yehuda said, let me just speak Ba'ozne Adoini. I just want to relate what my tzah is. That was the tefillah of Yehuda. V'aliyecha Apcha Ba'avdecho. What does it mean, Aliyecha Apcha Ba'avdecho? It's bavus that someone, Chulila, who has Yisurim Bo'in Olof, state Emodim Roye, Yisurim Bo'in Olof, Yipashpesh B'masav. Chulila, the Eibishter sent Yisurim, it's showing that the person that he's not going on the right way. Says Yehuda, don't show me in that way, because the Zohar says that sometimes the Eibishter shows that the person's not on the right way, just if he tries to learn Torah and he hasn't got Siyat Lishmaya, or he tries to daven and he can't with tears, it shows also, that's also a way of showing a person that he has to be chayzer b'tshuva. Said Yehuda, v'alicha abcho b'avdecho, if this nesoyin over here is to show me that I'm not going in the right way, please Hashem, show me in a different way, show me without siat shmaya in avodah, but don't show me with this nesoyin, this nesoyin is too great. Mida ken eged mida. When Yehuda davened to the Eibishter, and he took out any negias of himself, he took out, and he davened back to the Eibishter, please Hashem, save me not because of myself. I'm not thinking of myself at all. I'm thinking only of the Piyatoini. Because Yehuda had davened with such a tefillah, so mida keneged mida, the Eibishter showed him, take out your negias from the Maisa of Yosef, Mechias Yosef, and you'll see that you have contradicted yourself. Yehuda was now Zoicha to the Hiskalus of Emes. For 22 years he wasn't Zoicha, but with such a tefillah of Kovet Goish, he davened only because of Hashem's Tzah, which is a great tefillah. It's something that only Goyser people can daven. But because he davened like that, he was Zoicha to the Hiskalus of Emes. How? When he saw that without his own nekiyus, without looking, putting himself out the picture, he saw, yes, there was a difference. Now he was worried about Binyamin, but 22 years ago, he wasn't. So just before I finish, I'd like to be mesakim what we have said. We started with the medrash, oylonu miyoymadin, oylonu miyoymatechecha. And we explained that the techocha of Yosef was to show them ha'oid avichai, he was showing them that you yourself have acted with a slight contradiction. You are worried now about Binyamin, you're worried about the tzar of the father, not so when it came to myself. And we said it to the pshat in din and techecha. Din is that the Eibishter gives a person the din to paskin himself, and afterwards techecha comes the musa, because the Eibishter then treats the person according to his own din. And we said the story of Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi said to the person that you yourself, if you're acting with a contradiction, then it's a problem. And if you're using an excuse which you never would have excused for yourself, don't use it for Ruchnius either. And then we brought a few liars to show that the brothers, they were Mavakish Emes more than anything else. And that's why when they heard the Emes, Pochonish Moslem, they saw that Leider, small, they went off the Derech HaYosha in a very slight way. And we also said another pshat in Din HaTeichecha from Reb Sholem, that Din is Taked HaPsak, of Teichecha is when the person sees Nebuch, he himself burnt up his own Olam Habo with his own hands, the Tzar is Gefelech. And then we said that the reason why Yehuda was Zoicha to the Eskalas HaEmes was because he davened, Biyadoin, he davened without Negias. He was Zoicha to see the picture of the Mechiras Yosef without Negias. And I'd like to end with a moshel. In this moshel, which every time I say it, I am nesagish again, but the moshel we see how a person, if Cholila, a person's fooling his own neshama at Heichan Zemagia. We can see from this moshel to where it can come. The moshel goes like this. The Dubna Magid, he had a Beis HaMedrash, he had a shul, and it came once on Yom Kippur, before Ne'ila, came before Ne'ila, and he turned to his tzibba and he saw that the Moedik upset. The people were crying, very, very tzibbochen. And the Dubna Magid decided he's going to give a drosha. He says, we have to explain what's happening here. And he claps us on the bima, and he says, Moreover, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you a moshel. And he says the following story. He says, there was once a melech, and the melech had only one daughter. That was his whole yichus. That daughter was the most precious thing he had in his life. She came, the time to make chasana, 18, 19. And he decided he has to look for a chasana, a suitable match. And he looked through hundreds and hundreds of boys, because he was looking only for one midah. He wanted a baal midas, and someone who would treat his daughter, koroi. Finally he found it, and he was happy. He saw the chasana was moedig. That midah was moedig by him, a goyis about midas, he spoke nicely, and the chasna went along nicely, and the shevbach was everything koroi. After 2 weeks, after the chasna, the melech comes to the item and he says, listen, I like you very much, but it's not a healthy thing to live together in one place, to live together with a shver. Better you go and you build yourself your own town far away. I'll give you money. Go far away to such and such a place and build yourself your own kingdomship. And over there you'll be successful. V'kachav, he had no choice. He went and he built himself his own place far away in Chutzlot. And weeks became months. And months became years. And the daughter started to realize that this chosen very quickly started to change his colors. And he started to mistreat her. And to cut a long story short, things became terrible, and never this daughter was far, far away from her relations, and she ended up with this person who mistreated her. She cried day in, day out, but there was nothing she could do. One day, a letter comes through the post, and he sees that it's got the stempel of the king, and the chosn, the boy, he gets a bit of a pachad, what's this? They open it up, and they see that the king has decided, I would like to come and visit you. I cannot come for a long time, but I'd like to come and visit you just for one day, just to see how you are. And the boy gets all nervous, what's going to be? The daughter's going to tell him, and I'm finished. But the boy thinks to himself, Nishkefeilach, for one day, I can fool him. No problem, he'll come, and I'll be the best person, gentleman, no problem. And he continues, and the melech comes, and he's there with his horse chariot to come and take him, and the boy sticks to his wife like a magnet all day to make sure she doesn't have a word with the melech, and he speaks to the melech nicely, and he makes a moedic impression, and the melech is happy, and he even, to show that he's truthful, he does relate a few mistakes he's had with his wife in the past, but he says that on the whole, he's extremely, extremely gentle and a moedic about midas, and the melech is happy. It comes to the end of the day and the melech says, it's getting dark and I have to go back, I cannot be any longer. And the chosn still sticking with him, but the melech says, just go and get my horses ready and I'm coming, I'm getting my personal belongings. In that minute, suddenly, the melech is in his own room and the daughter starts to frantically clap on the door. And the screaming and the crying is terrible, and she starts to relate to him exactly, and the melech sees something's wrong over here, what's happening? And she starts to tell him the story, and the melech becomes moedig nesragish, and he doesn't know what to do. He has to go back. What does he do? He sees the story, someone has been fooling him. So the melech tells the daughter, listen, when you were in my own palace, when you were by me, did he mistreat you? And she said, no, you're right. Then, when I was by you, he was scared. Says the Melech HaYibazoi, come back with me. Come live in my kingdomship, and then he will look after you again. Says the Tubna Magid, and he turned to his Tzibba, and he said, what's the Nimshal? He says like this, he says, the Neshama, before it gets sent down to Olam Hazeh, the Neshama, the Aibishta looks for a Guf, he looks for a Chosn, for the Neshama. And he finally finds the right Guf to match this Neshama. And he sends them down to a very far away place, and he says, that's the Olam Habo, that's Olam Hazeh, you have to go there, kedei to gain Olam Habo. And he tells them, he tells the Guf, look after the Neshama, and the first few years until Bar Mitzvah, everything is fine and void, and then the Bar Mitzvah comes, and with that the Sotan comes, and he starts to dry a cough, and things start to look different, and the Neshama cries out more and more, and says, listen, he's mistreating me. And then comes the letter that one day a year on Yom Kippur, Yud Tishri, Hashem is going to come and visit him. And the Neshama starts to get nervous, and he doesn't know what to do. And then comes the day, and he makes a good show. It comes and he starts to clap a few al-chaits, and he shows, you should know, al-pirov, I'm good, but now, and that's how the whole day goes. But then it comes before Ne'ila, and the Neshama starts to cry out to the Eibishter, don't let me go now. And he starts to tell the Eibishter, you should know that he's fooling you. The Guf is fooling you. The Guf is like this now, but you should know in a couple of weeks' time this is not the case. And the Eibishter's got no choice but to tell the Guf, and the Neshama, he tells the Neshama, you have to stay with the Guf. That's the Gzeirah. But what I can do for you is, I'll give you 7 days where you sit with me in the Sukkah. It's called Tzilat the Meimenusa. You'll sit with me, and over there he will look after you properly. That's the Nechama that I can give you. So Dubna Magid turned to his Tzibah and he told them, you should know, you're crying now before Ne'ilah. It's not you that's crying, it's the Neshama that's crying. The Neshama doesn't want Hashem to leave it. The Neshama is crying at Hashem, please don't leave me, go now. Because the whole year, it's not the same situation as this. And my bracha to everyone is that we should be zoicha the same bon to toiv the avdcha the emes of a year. We should be zoicha to deen the aibshta the emes chalila onkan contradiction. Ad bias good said it.